And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
Yes, here we are again, another day committed to being your consumer advocate, helping you understand your buying decisions, making you just a bit more street smart here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And we don't care if you're climbing a corporate ladder or if you throw a ladder in your truck on the way to work. This show's for you. We're going to help you win. Save our hotline number, 813-750-0550.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
813-750-0550. You can reach our hotline. We're going to put you in touch with our 50-plus show partners, 80 different categories of consumer advocate content and advice right here on the show. ConsumerQB.com. Check out our website. Beautiful design done by Juan Llanos. He did a great job on the website design, consumerqb.com, and we would love to help you win in your real estate deals, of course, buying, selling, or investing. My wife, Lindsay, and I own and operate a top team here in Tampa Bay, the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, helping you win in any marketplace when it comes to real estate. 6128 Oak Ridge Avenue in Newport Richey is one of our hot real estate listings. Just hit the market. This property just reduced. 6128 Oak Ridge Avenue, Newport Richey, a full acre of land on the river. You got bay access. Enjoy the best of Florida lifestyle, Florida sportsman lifestyle right here in Tampa Bay. It's a large home, four bedrooms, four bath, right here on the waterfront. Check out all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. All right. Let's make our introductions. Alex Lima in studio. Welcome back, my friend.
My man. Always great to be here.
Black Belt Fitness.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, man.
I like it. Good stuff, man. How's everything going?
Good, man. You know, getting back in shape and keeping the tools sharp and just waiting for a phone call.
Yeah, waiting for a phone call to get back into competition?
Any call.
Oh, okay.
Somebody needs to call me. I need to talk to somebody.
There you go.
Yeah.
Call me on the cell phone. David Ringo, 3D Solar. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing well. Yes, sir. Every day is a little better. Every week.
Absolutely. We get farther and farther away from 2020, don't we?
There we go. Yeah, that's right. Putting it in the rearview mirror. So David
that's
is
right.
The owner of 3D Solar, a Tampa Bay Business Journal recognized top Fast 50. They put out a list called the Fast 50. I believe he was on number 8 last year. Solar company, got tax credits. You got a new administration coming in. What are you seeing happening on the tax credit side, David?
Well, I'll tell you, 2021 was supposed to be a reduction in the ITC, which is the tax credit for solar. It was supposed to go down to 22%, and then next year it was supposed to be gone. And they extended it two more full years at the 26% rate when they did the COVID relief package. So we're pretty happy about that. That's going to help out, especially in the less expensive markets like Florida. So it kind of makes the numbers make sense. So really helps anybody that wants to go solar this year. It helps them out financially a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many reasons why you would want to go solar. You know, first of all, you got Mother Earth here. Let's protect Mother Earth because you got people like Elon Musk wanting to get off of planet Earth, planning to go to another planet. But, let's take care of it while we can. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out over the next 10, 20, 30 years. But if you're stuck on Earth like you and me for now, you want to look at solar. You want to look at ways that you can, fuel your home and have an energy source that is going to be, well, you can't technically go off the grid, although I wish you could, David. If you had a nice, place we go, especially in the woods, if you had like a 50-acre ranch, go off the grid, kind of live off the land if you had to. But the government says, no, you can't do that, right?
That's correct. In Florida, they don't allow that. There's other states that are doing that, but currently in Florida, that's not really, they just do not allow that.
Yeah.
So, we have a lot of people asking for it. I just can't deliver that.
Yeah. So you also have an app that you can look at your production versus what you're importing versus what you're exporting. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, we have what we've done is we actually went out and created another one, and I don't know if I've shown that one to you, Brandon, but it's an app that literally allows you to look at your production and consumption at the same time, your whole entire system, and then with inside that we've created that inside the 3D Solar app, and the app allows you to do all kinds of things. You can go on there and actually put in referrals and put in all kind of ask questions. You can text your sales rep. You can do all kinds of stuff from that app. And right now, we're giving away $1,000 for anybody that you refer that goes to sale. So if you and everybody's like, well, I don't have a solar system. And Brandon, I don't care if you have a solar system or not. You refer somebody that goes to sale, we're going to give you $1,000. So you don't even have to be a client of ours. Download the 3D Solar app. Go refer somebody. It goes to sale, we give you $1,000. So it can't get much easier than that, you know?
Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, when you look at ways that you can improve your household income, your household finances, and when you look at being able to bring solar into the equation and you have a payoff, talk about that. You know, once you have the solar panels put on and then you look at, okay, you're going to have a payment for a certain amount of time, but at a certain amount of, at a certain period, that payment's going to go away, and then you're basically importing a lot of your energy from the photovoltaic blessings from the sun.
Absolutely. And what we've noticed is, in the, especially in the last few years, we haven't taken on a project that their payments on the system is higher than their electric bill. They almost every single time, unless there's something crazy expensive going on, like a ground mount or something, they always save money right off the bat. So every month you're saving from the get-go. And I know this sounds cliche-ish, but people ask me all the time, when's my return of investment going to pay off when I get solar? And I tell them, really, it's month one. Because if you are always cash flow positive, you're going to be saving money from the first day you have the system all the way through. And then, honestly, each month that you have it, your savings are more because your loan payment doesn't change. Your electric rates go up. Your neighbors are paying more. You're saving more every month. It's very fast that you get a return of investment. Now, you know, the loans can go anywhere from, well, I've got a guy asking me yesterday for a 2-year loan, which is pretty aggressive. His payments won't be less than his electric bill. But we've got loans from 2 years to 20 to 25 years, and they all work out really well. But the return on investment's crazy, because if you think about, you're using somebody else's money on a loan, your payments are cheaper from day one. And that's hard to argue with. It's hard, especially when you're adding value to your home. Like you said, let's protect the earth while we're here.
Yep.
Let's leave something for our grandkids, right? So
yeah.
There's a lot of reasons to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking with David Ringo, 3D Solar, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Longtime friend of the program. And also the resale value, when you look at from a real estate perspective, the resale value on a property or a home that has the solar in place, especially, you know, for some of the folks that have the electric vehicles, you know, it's such a big part of their buying decision. If you already have the home wired for solar, man, that can really add a tremendous amount of value to the homeowner for the right buyer.
Absolutely, it does. We have a lot of people, and in 2020, you know how the market was for real estate in general, but we had a lot of people that reached out to us asking us, tell us about the system that is on this house. And at first, it was kind of catching us off guard, and after a while, we were kind of expecting it, you know, when people are calling asking about this system on this house. And I'm like, yeah, it's in our system, but, you know, this is Mr. and Mrs. Jones' house. No, actually, we just bought the house, and we want to know everything there is about it. Can you come out and tell us about it? We're excited that there's solar on it. We bought it because it had solar on it. We probably saw, I would say, about 50 homes sold last year of houses that we have done solar on. And people called in to ask about the solar and how to, you know, if we wanted to, could we add batteries? Can we? So you're exactly right. People are buying houses that have solar on it now, and I can't tell you exactly what the value is, because it ranges from appraiser to appraiser, because that's really not consistent in Florida yet. Outside of Florida, it's very consistent, especially in California. They've got that figured out very well. But that's coming. That will be figured out soon. But people are buying houses because of solar on it, and they're excited. And they're, like you, exactly like you said, before too long, you're going to see a lot more electric vehicles on the road. And we're going to need to charge them at night. So they're going to want solar, and they want to be able to charge their own cars. So we saw a lot of that last year, and I expect that trend to continue, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and just like any business, too, there's good, better, and best. And when you look at it from a perspective of value, You look at value. You look at cost. You know, you weigh that. And we even had a scenario play out last year. We talked about with one of our – we actually had it happen to a friend in a neighborhood very close by. And what happened is they got the cheap quote. They got the lowest price. They went with the low-service provider, low-cost provider. And then what happened? Halfway through the project, that company bailed. They actually went bankrupt. And I believe they had like 243 customers that they couldn't service any longer. And, David, I think you remember that scenario playing out with one of your competitors.
Yeah. Well, that played out for – that was really bad. It was actually close to 400 clients that got kind of left behind. And they actually built a Facebook page and so on. And we helped a lot of those clients. As a matter of fact, I just had another one resurface. He wanted to wait till COVID was over. He actually just started emailing me again this week. But what happened was that they literally had just the racking systems installed on these homes, and they were going to come back out and do more work. But they had gotten a good bit of cash down, put a little bit of the rail up, and that was it. And then bailed, and they went out of business. They went bankrupt. So there's 400-ish people that were basically left, with paid cash out of pocket and had nothing to do. You know, they didn't know what else to do because they'd already told all the other seller companies they were going with this company. And so, yeah, they reached out to us. A lot of them did. We talked. We actually helped a lot of them. But, we just had to get new permits and everything because we can't use the same permits there. But I'm with you. That's one thing I think I would say that's very important is don't go with the highest price and don't go with the lowest price. Go mm-hmm. with something that you feel good about. Make sure your gut's into it. Make sure you have a good feeling about those companies. And very, very rarely does the lowest bidder turn out well for you. Very rarely. It doesn't matter what it is. So yeah. I would give that advice in any industry.
Well, look at real estate, for example. There's these companies that are doing, 1%, and they, I'll list it for 1%. First of all, when a salesperson comes to you with a low offer like that, you got to think about the skill level of that salesperson. You got to think about the credentials of that skills of that salesperson, right? And it's not all equal. You can post things online. You can try to sell your house for cheap. There's even companies that'll post it for you. But you get what you pay for in many cases. And when you look at the 80-20 rule being in effect for most industries, it's a universal rule. It's a universal law that 20% of the professionals in any industry are going to account for 80% of the volume, 80% of the sales in the business. So the 20% is who you want to be with and you want to look at. And to David Ringo's point, 3D Solar, you look at sometimes it might be your highest price quote, but that's going to be the best value for you. What are some of the key things to look for, David, for our listeners out there, viewers of our TV show side, that might be shopping for solar? What are some of the key buzzwords to look out for? And definitely don't fall for that. Oh, you got to sign today or it's a letter, bigger price, a higher cost tomorrow.
Oh, man, you hit the biggest. My biggest pet peeve is you got to sign today. I've never been a fan of that. Like I said, I've got a guy today that I've been working with this, for 6, 7, 8 months, I'm not a proponent of a buy today on anything, especially when you're dealing with a solar project that's 30, 40, 50, it goes anywhere from 20 to 80 grand. It just depends on the size of the system and the complexity.
Right.
So I'm with you. Do not buy anything on site. Let it settle over, if they're not willing to wait a day or two for your business, then there's something wrong. That's a red flag. But some of the other things that I would really strongly recommend is really dig into their company, see how long they've been around. We've got, man, I'm telling you, there's companies that are in this area that I have milk in my fridge that are older than they are. It's just, they are so new. They come in here and they say they're the greatest. And what they do is, and so a lot of them get sponsored by electric companies that have been around forever.
Okay.
And they'll say, oh yeah, our company's been around for 20 years. Really? That's impressive. No solar company's really been around for 20 years in this area. It's very, very few in the state of Florida, but they'll say this company's been around for 20 years. Well, they don't go and realize that, they just started their solar division last month. Right. You know what I mean? So get somebody that's been experienced, that's been around, You know, we've been doing this for 8 years, and we just found out we're on Inc. 5000 again for the third straight year.
Nice.
Find somebody that has credentials like that. Find somebody that's been around, that has the experience, that's going to be there to service you. You got a lot of companies that come in, they sell you, and then next thing you know, within a year, they're gone. There's nobody to service your company or your system, and now you're trying to find somebody else. So find somebody who's been around for a while and look at their credentials. And like you said, you brought it up, you great point. Don't buy anything on the spot. Unless you've been through 10 other, you know, and you're waiting on one specific, and you know exactly what you're looking for, go for it. But don't sign up with the very first person the first time you meet them. I just, it's too big of an investment. It's too
right.
much. So
yeah. Yeah, you're talking about a major surgery to your home, you know, where you're putting panels on the top. You got people going up and down. You're tying into your electric panel. Major, major decision. David Ringo, yeah. 3D Solar here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Another one of our expert contributors. I can tell you from firsthand experience that I've worked with David and his team, and it was a first-class experience the whole way through, from installation to follow-up. I highly recommend 3D Solar right here in Tampa Bay. David, we've got about a minute left here. I'll give you final thoughts here.
Oh, man, I just want to say that, reiterate most of the things we said, is this is a great year. If you've been on the fence for solar, you know, get some information on it. Give us a call. Have one of our guys come out and talk to you about it. It's educational. See if it works for you. We've got tons and tons of finance options. There's, you know, you can always pay cash, but I right now think that the finance options are better, because in this environment, I would keep my money. You know, I would rather keep my cash and then use somebody else's if I can. But I would do that, and then keep in mind the 26% is this year. It's going to be a strong buying year. There's going to be a lot of solar going on. Watch out for the new guys. Remember that there's a 26% tax credit, and go with your gut instincts. Be careful on who you're buying from. So,
awesome.
And I would say, by the way, you were a great client to have, too, by the way. You were great to have.
So. Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
26% tax credit, lots of reasons why you want to look at solar and the tax rebates, tax credits, and also a great company right here in Tampa Bay. Again, support the local economy here in Tampa Bay. Now more than ever, we got to shop local, shop small, stop supporting the big companies, the big tech, and you know who they are. You know what they're doing right now, too. So thanks so much, David. We appreciate you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time, man.
My pleasure. Coming up, we got Alex Lima, black belt fitness and martial arts, black belt jiu-jitsu, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're going to talk about self-defense. We're going to talk about getting in shape, fun workouts that you can do. Talk about training and building up your skill set, skilling up here in 2021 with Alex Lima right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Plus, we got a feel-good story coming at you. Trader Joe's employee goes above and beyond for customers. Stay with us. Consumer Quarterback Show, Consumer Q.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com.
My friends, when choosing a listing agent to sell your home, their track record is critically important. Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of Platinum MVP Team at Keller Williams Real Estate. They're consistently rated by the MLS in the top 1% of all Tampa Bay realtors, and that's a big deal. Brandon and Lindsay are always among the top realtors in the state. Call them today at 813-750-0550.
Find them at platinummvpteam.kw.com.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP Team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or platinummvpteam.com.
My name is James DeJerome, and I produce the Consumer Quarterback Show for Brandon Rimes. The Consumer Quarterback Show is a team, a group of like-minded professionals who partner together to provide our audience sound advice, knowledge, and information to make them wiser consumers. We work with all types of business owners and aggressively promote our local economy. We're currently conducting interviews for our expert contributors. If you own a business or know someone who would benefit from the exposure our show provides, please contact us at 813-750-0550 or online at consumerqb.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. online at consumerqb.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Brandon Rhymes here. I'm your host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We help you win in your real estate deals, buying, selling, or investing. And also looking for a few realtors right now. We're actually growing our team into other markets. So not only Tampa Bay, but maybe Lakeland, Bradenton area, Sarasota. If you know of someone down there, we would love to talk to them. Reach out to the hotline, 813-750-0550. We're in expansion mode, and Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty is recruiting top agents. We're interviewing right now, so 813-750-0550, consumerqb.com. You can see all of our expert contributors at consumerqb.com. All right, Alex Lima in the house. I love having you in, man. We talk about self-defense. We talk about getting in shape. And that's pretty cool that you can do both at the same time. You can skill up. You can learn how to protect yourself, protect your family, because, you know, stuff happens out there, and it happens more than most people realize it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. No matter what your walk of life is, you can obviously benefit from being in better shape or having some self-defense skills, whether you're, you know, a soccer mom or a, you know, a law enforcement officer.
Yeah. Skill up, learn how to, you know, get keep your space. You know, a lot of times you can use the legs to keep people at bay. What are some of the biggest things? So, you know, we talked to one of our mutual friends, Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy. You know, we talk about how to conceal carry, have that on as a worst case scenario to play out. But sometimes you can get it done without getting into that situation where you're jumping right to the lethal, the lethal solution or alternative. So when you talk about jiu-jitsu, wrestling, you know, having those skills, it's a way that you can protect your family. And when I brought up Thomas, what I came to mind is that, you know, he has a lot of off-duty police officers, sheriff deputies coming in there. And, you know, there's a lot of gang activity happening here in Tampa Bay. There's a lot of these different types of home invasion stuff happening that people don't realize happens.
Yeah, more so than people actually realize. You know, I also serve as a paramedic, and I was a firefighter paramedic for many years as well within the county. And, you know, I've seen kind of the best and worst of what society has to offer.
Exactly.
And even now, you know, even more so on a regular basis, I think it's just because I think it's always been around, but now it's more prominent in the news because negativity, you know, is better propaganda.
Yeah.
So we're seeing more of it. But, you know, now, especially since we're living in a time where it's okay for everybody to walk around wearing masks, it's unfortunately, it's an ideal time for people to be up to, you know, mischievous behavior.
Yeah, that is a really interesting part of our society now. It's like people, it's natural to cover your face, you wear a hat, you throw some sunglasses, you're virtually an anonymous person walking around out there.
It's prime time if you're a criminal or a scumbag, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying, to go around and do essentially whatever you want. So
yeah,
more so than ever, people should be on high alert. You know, God forbid a kid gets abducted right now, what are you going to say? Oh, the guy in the blue shirt with the mask, he drove off in the car.
Exactly.
Good luck, you know, finding that and following up on that case.
Yeah,
you know?
And Tampa Bay's number three in the country, from what I hear, in terms
human
of
trafficking.
Human trafficking. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've actually, you know, I ran quite a few of people that were human traffic victims.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to them firsthand, and they told me their stories, and it's some crazy stuff, man. You know, it's not just in the movies; this stuff really happens.
Yeah. So you have class opportunities for kids, for adults. You have private sessions available. And you're located right here in the Waters area, kind of close to the Veterans Expressway and Waters.
Yeah, and online as well. The majority of my business right now is private lessons, and I'm actually doing a lot of mobile training. So I'm going off to actually in people's homes. I can work with them, or if they want to meet up at a park, if they don't feel safe because they haven't worked with me before, you know, that's fine.
That's cool.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, and you can train as a family. You can have you, your daughter, and your wife working together, and I can show you some things you can do as a family.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, what a better bonding time to where you're not only are you getting in shape, but you're learning some skills that could potentially save your life.
Man, and it's something that your kids will never forget.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody at some point, like a kid growing up, we played baseball, we played football. But how many families train together as ninjas?
Yeah. You know? I love it. You know, yeah. We'll talk about the self-esteem aspect. Let's talk about child bullying and stuff happening in schools. More with Alex Lima here on the flip side, Black Belt Fitness and Jiu-Jitsu and Martial Arts right here. Consumer Quarterback Show. Follow us online at Brandon Rhymes 1 on Instagram and Twitter. Consumer Quarterback Show page out there as well on Facebook. And of course, Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We'll be right back after the short break.
This is Chris Voss, former FBI lead hostage negotiator and owner of the Black Swan Group, and you're listening to Consumer Quarterback Show hosted by my friend Brandon Rhymes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us here. Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, a top-ranked real estate team, top 1% ranked real estate team in Tampa Bay. And we help veterans, first responders, military, teachers, and nurses. We offer discounts for those folks for certain categories, a quarter to a half a point discount if you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Veterans, first responders, military, teachers, and nurses, we want to take special care of those folks. They're doing a great job in the community here, and that's one of the things that we offer through the Platinum MVP team. We also feature our listings on the show. We got a couple of hot listings. 1010 Bay Esplanade. This is on Clearwater Beach. Beautiful property right here in Tampa Bay. Close to the beaches. You're literally a 3 to 5 minute walk to the beach. 3,200 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, 2 car garage right here in Tampa Bay. And you have a private apartment that you can rent out. No short terms. You got to do the long term rentals. And sun deck as well. They got a third story sun deck right there overlooking the beautiful intercoastal waterways and the Gulf of Mexico. 1010 Bay Esplanade, Millionaires Row. You got Hulk Hogan, a bunch of cool neighbors over there, millionaires and neighbors. Great opportunity to own real estate here in Tampa Bay. Also, we've got a property in, Seminole Heights area, 1813 East Knollwood. This is a property in Seminole Heights, completely renovated, renewed. On the interior, you got granite, beautiful property here at Knollwood Street in Tampa. 1,300 square feet, 3 bedroom, 3 bath, carport, large fenced-in backyard, Seminole Heights neighborhood, newly remodeled, close to downtown Tampa as well. See all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And this segment is brought to you by Replenish IV Solutions. Say hello to our friends over at Replenish IV Solutions. I love going over there. At least once a month I go and I get hooked up with a vitamin infusion drip. It's directly into the bloodstream. Vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, all the B's, the C's, all the great stuff thrown into your bloodstream. It's much better than oral pills. At least once a month you should do that and really boost your immunity. Say hello to Stephen and Lisa Gunn and Replenish IV Solutions. Gandy Boulevard, they've got a location up off of Bears in Carrollwood area, and also a new location in Pasco, I believe, is Wesley Chapel area. Replenish IV Solutions, longtime friends of the Consumer Quarterback Show. All right, we got Alex Lima in the house, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. And you can follow him online as well, blackbelt_jitsu. That's the Instagram handle?
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter. That'll kind of lead you towards all – that'll take you – if you Google Black Belt Jones, it'll kind of take you down the rabbit hole and you can see a lot.
That's
on
right, there. Black Belt Jones. So yeah. blackbelt_jitsu, J-I-T-S-U, blackbelt_jitsu. So, yeah, let's talk about that, because I remember, from a personal standpoint, I was a smaller kid. I was always undersized, story of my life, the smaller football team, the underdog, right? But when I got into wrestling, I did USA Wrestling for a little while, did some Greco-Roman, did some freestyle, and then high school, went to state championship or a state champion tournament my first year in high school, freshman. Yeah. I cut weight from 32 down to 19, and I just remembered the enormous amount of confidence I had just being understand that, hey, if the person's bigger, it doesn't matter. I can take their legs. I can put them in this type of a hold. But just talk about that, because I think that's a big thing now with kids, with children being bullied online. If they can learn, how to wrestle, maybe throw the hands a little bit, that's going to really boost that kid's just overall mental well-being.
Yeah, I mean, I can't emphasize enough the benefits of what martial arts training does. It's sports in general, but martial arts specifically, combat arts, because it's just a different type of fortitude that you build by training, combat sports.
Absolutely.
Flip side to that, I was actually pretty terrible my first year of wrestling. I won enough to make varsity. I won like 2 or 3 matches and made varsity. The standards weren't high at the school I went to. Yeah. It wasn't until later on in life, but like my senior year, that I started tearing everybody up. Just by staying persistent.
We started out in USA, so I remember going, my brother – you know, we would go to these tournaments on the weekend. You had the singlets on, and, you know, he actually ended up being a national champion in, I believe it was Greco-Roman or free. I can't remember if it's freestyle or not. But, yeah, you know, as a, when you, the younger you start, the more you can acquire those skills. But, you know, your first year almost doing anything, you're not going to be great, really.
And that's the thing, you know, like nobody wants to play the video game or the game that they're no good at. They want, they want to jump in and they want to do the stuff that they're good at.
Yeah.
And of course, some people are more natural than others, but anybody, if you stick with this, you can get good at it. You know, if you do 5 years or so of anything, let's say you decided you wanted to start cutting hair. After 5 years, you'd be fairly proficient at it as long as you were doing the right things, you know, learning the right things.
Yeah.
But yeah, the level of confidence and stuff that you can, I can't emphasize enough what it's done for my life. And that, and I think people sometimes misunderstand what I'm trying to do when I teach and, you know, my social media presence and stuff. I'm not walking around trying to tell people how tough I am. I'm trying to give back to martial arts for what it's done for my life.
Right.
You know, I grew up in a bad neighborhood, and I grew up, you know, in a not, not so great way, you know, gang activity, things like that. And literally this stuff literally saved my life and gave me a path, a positive path to follow.
Right.
And I believe in the discipline and integrity and, you know, all the and perseverance and all the tenets of martial arts and things that you can learn and what it can do for you in your life.
Yeah.
You know, it can help. It's been proven that kids that train do better in school.
Right.
Because they have discipline. It helps kids with ADD, ADHD to focus more because they're put in an environment that is conducive to learning and they're forced to focus.
Exactly.
So you take those lessons and now you put them in a classroom. They're going to do better in English. They're going to do better in math now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and it's a fun thing to do when you learn the skill set that it's going to be a situation where, you know, okay, that, let's say we're walking to the bus stop, okay, kids are confronted. They have a situation where they feel like, wow, I don't even know where to start. But let's take that same kid who 2 years ago started jiu-jitsu, they started training some wrestling. Now that same kid that's in that same position, he's getting bullied at the bus stop. He's feeling pretty good about himself.
He's got a chance now. You know, whether it's an adult or a child that I'm training, we always go through the path of trying to de-escalate first.
De-escalation.
You know, you want to de-escalate first, and then you follow the continuum of force that you need to use. One, but once it goes to where someone's trying to put hands on you and physically hurt you, you have to defend yourself. No, you can't scream for help and think a cop's going to be there in 10 seconds and protect you.
Yeah.
You are always your first responder, your first line of defense. So to not want to have a skill set that at least is going to make you help you to survive until further help can get there. I just don't understand why people wouldn't want to add that value to their life. But
yeah, that's even women, you know, women need to learn it too. It's, you know, kids we're talking about specifically just, you know, for the last couple minutes, but you know, if you can learn how to properly position an elbow or even a choke, if you can get into position of a rear naked choke or, you know, the different scenarios and talk about that, just how you can manipulate a joint.
Yeah.
You know, you can grab a wrist, manipulate the wrist. Now you don't even have to throw hands.
Yeah, so I have an entire curriculum that I actually teach when it comes to rape prevention. It was about, I want to say it was about a year and a half ago, I was invited out by St. Pete College to teach for a women's group out there called Women's on the Way. Mm. There's about 80 to 100 women out there and that I taught a complete entire rape prevention seminar to.
Wow.
So there are certain tactics that are more applicable in those situations versus the person that wants to go in and win like a kickboxing match. They're going to train a little differently, mm-hmm. you know? But again, anybody can benefit from this stuff and there's no downside to it. You're going to get in more shape. You're going to learn a skill that may or may not save your life one day. It's like having a firearm. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it any day of the week.
Yeah. And you talked about something that was pretty cool. Thinking about the family, the whole family, you get mom, you get dad, you get the kids out there and you work out as a family. So you could meet them at a local park. You could be mobile. You could meet them there and you could go through a warm up. And then you say, okay, well, here's how we're going to show today. We're going to talk about, you know, defense techniques about you can break it down into different strategies. And I'm sure you would accept feedback if they say, hey, I want to learn more about this, less about that. I'd like to keep my heart rate up longer. You know, those types of scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're doing private lessons with me, you can either choose to follow the curriculum that is battle tested and proven to make you good at this stuff, or we can work very sport specific or specific to what it is or what your goal is. Mm-hmm. You want to learn a couple self defense tactics? Hey, if a guy abducts me, how do I get, you know, fight back in this situation? We can train just that for, you know, as many sessions as you want to do that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to become a complete mixed martial artist and well versed fighter. Then, you know, I'd recommend you follow my curriculum, but we can work on whatever you want. If you just want to do the fitness side of things, we can do that as well. We'll get you in shape.
Yeah. Yeah. get some up downs going, get some burpees and you know all that fun
I mean
stuff.
If you look at sports all, and I love all sports, and there is a degree of difficulty to all sports, but when you look overall at the physicality and look at the body types and the training regimen of like combat sports athletes,
yeah,
mixed martial artists, D1 wrestlers, boxers, look at those body types. Those are some of the greatest athletes on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mix of endurance, strength, you know, cardiovascular, it's a mix of everything.
Now, if you just joined us, we're talking with Alex Lima here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. And one of the greatest of all time just received the Medal of Honor from President Trump about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Do you remember that? Dan Gable.
Oh, Dan Gable. Yeah, wrestling.
He was
man.
A wrestler.
Yeah,
talk absolutely. About Dan Gable a little bit. And then his understudy, one of his understudies was a guy named Cale Samuelson. Mm-hmm. I think he never lost a match one match in his entire career.
Yeah, I actually have a Dan Gable wrestling DVD somewhere that I used to study and watch. I was a huge Dan Gable fan.
Yeah, and he won the Olympics for the United States. What was his career
He's
like?
He's just one of the greatest American wrestlers of all time. Like,
yeah.
You know, Russia has obviously busted out some animals when it comes to wrestling, and some of your Middle Eastern countries, like, you know, Dagestan, things like that,
yeah,
they're known for having beasts when it comes to wrestling. But we've had some savages come out of American wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Schultz brothers. There was a great movie. I don't know if you caught it, The Foxcatcher.
Mm-mm.
Did you watch that? Are you familiar with that story about
so.
The Schultz brothers? That was about the it's a good
cool.
movie. You have to check it out. The Schultz brothers. And one of them actually went on. One of them was killed. The other one went on and actually fought in the early UFCs.
There was a couple good ones I meant to mention to you that I saw on one of the streaming services. I hate to even say their name nowadays, but one of the streaming services. The guy actually looked like the guy that was Conor McGregor. He actually had that look of him, and it showed how he had the big house. He had kind of broken moral compass. But it was a really cool fight movie. You'd
it was
see
like it. A fictitious one.
And the son ended up fighting the dad. You know,
there's another one, a great one. It's the story of Matt Hamill. Look up him. So he was a D1 wrestler that was deaf. He was completely deaf.
Oh, wow.
And then he went on and fought in the UFC in mixed martial arts.
Wow, that's
so
pretty cool.
Imagine not being able to hear your corner and be coached like that.
Wow.
When you're fighting in that type of event, you know
what
I'm saying? He can only get direction once he's back in the corner for your 1 minute round break to give you, hey, this is what you got to work on.
Yeah.
You give him two or three things that he's got to do, and then he has to go out there and execute. And he was good.
He's disciplined.
I bet
he's way disciplined.
Yeah. Well, he can tune out all the white noise. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Alex Lima here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. When you look at the difference to you, so Hollywood movies obviously fake. They're doing all these kicks. They're doing a punch, and the guy moves his head, and they insert the sound. And then you've got WWF wrestling. You know, of course, again, you know, fake.
More show stuff.
Blake Shelton had this. What was it? Hollywood was fake. Wrestling was real. I love that song he sings. And then you got UFC.
Yeah.
You know, so three completely different types of fight scenes. Break it down for me a little bit.
Well, I think nowadays realism is becoming more and more important.
You know,
like if you look at like the John Wick movies and stuff, like that's actually really good martial arts blends of like jiu-jitsu and judo and stuff that they're using in those films, as well as tactical gunplay.
Yeah.
People are appreciating realism more and more.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I was back in the day, I think we're all Van Damme fans at one point. But if you look at his fight scenes right now, like the big open and the pauses, you know, when that doesn't happen in a real fight. It's good for show. It's sold back in the late 80s, early 90s. But people want that fast-paced, real deal stuff now, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you get with UFC and some of the, you know, the
well, that's why, because people are now acclimated to seeing it. You're seeing what real fighting looks like now.
Right.
So that's why, you know, the rest of the stuff kind of looks boring, or it's, you know, it doesn't sell as quickly now.
Right. Yeah, and I have to follow up with Ken. Some of our listeners may know I had a partnership with Ken Shamrock on a business. We actually didn't move forward with that partnership, but he's still a friend. And, you know, he was launching a bare knuckle fighting club, very similar to UFC, but just with bare knuckles, no gloves. And so I need to follow up with him and see, you know, how he's doing with that. But we got one more segment here. If you can hang out with us, we'll come back. We'll do another segment with Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts, right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this short break. Plus, we got a feel-good story of the day. One of our favorite parts of the show is where we talk about a feel-good story, something positive that happened. Kind of mix that in with the negativity that we find in our world here. So stay with us. Consumer Quarterback Show,
ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
This is Diane Vance with Fairway Independent Mortgage, a member of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Please give me a call for any of your mortgage needs. We do all sorts of loans. If you would like information on a mortgage, you can text me or call me at 727-647-8199. I will take care of all your mortgage needs. Go to my website at dianevance.com.
Ian Beckles here with my man, Brandon Rimes, a.k.a. the Real Estate Quarterback. Brandon, what's happening with the market?
Thanks, Ian. We are in a low inventory market, so any of our listeners are homeowners and would like a free comparable market analysis or a 2.5% listing, we will honor this for the first three listeners who call or text in 813-773-1253, free CMA, and a 2.5% real estate listing at 813-773-1253.
Check out ConsumerQB.com.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Brandon Rimes here. We appreciate you hanging with us right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And let's give a shout out to Brothers Easy Moving, the official moving partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show. If you're planning a local or long distance move, reach out to Brothers Easy Moving. I can tell you from firsthand experience, they are a first class organization. They did a great job with my family's move, and you can trust them too. Brothers Easy Moving, the official moving partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Reach out to Gary Thacker. He's the owner. All right, we got some hot property listings here in Tampa Bay. 12204 Four Oaks Road. 12204 Four Oaks Road. This is 5-acre parcel, and you could put up to 40 units. It's got an R9 zoning, so you could put up to 40 units on this property. And it does have a single-family home on it, but it's more of the development play for the builders and developers. It's listed over $1 million, but it's close to Carrollwood, right close to shopping, and some major arteries. It's close to Del Mabry, Four Oaks, and Gun Highway, right here in beautiful Tampa Bay. 4102 West Sevilla Street in Tampa. This is a South Tampa beauty corner lot. 4102 West Sevilla Street in South Tampa. This is a beautiful property that you can see at all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. Every day we're going to tell you something positive in our feel-good story of the day.
Tell me something good.
All right, we've got Trader Joe's store employee in Maryland went above and beyond for an out-of-state customer who wanted to send flowers to his parents. So a man living in New Jersey wanted to send his parents flowers in Maryland for their anniversary. All the stores he tried were closed, and he stumbled upon a Trader Joe in Pikesville. This is what they wrote on Facebook, quote, "My husband wanted to send his parents flowers with their anniversary. We are in New Jersey. They are in Maryland. Whatever flower stores he tried, they were closed that day. They were already closed. He tried a Trader Joe's in Pikesville, Maryland, and asked if they could do him a big favor. And he would send an Uber to pick up the flowers. The lady said, the only problem is we don't take credit cards over the phone. So she really wanted to help, and so she offered to Venmo money to her account, personal account, so she didn't even swipe her own credit card. So that's what they did, and brought the Uber out and the cards included without even asking. There's an example of a company going above and beyond. Big shout out to Trader Joe's. Cool story there, Alex.
I love Trader Joe's, man. You ever try their cookie butter?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
Don't do it.
No?
You'll get super fat. It's so good.
Too good?
Oh, too good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things like that you go through, like these different stages. I remember I went through the Nutella stage, and yeah. I was, you know, it's like, you know, look kind of like the, you know, like what was it, Winnie the Pooh? You know, with his
with his honey.
Yeah, with his honey.
Yeah.
So you know, perfect timing. Let's talk a little about nutrition. We talked a lot about defense and working out and group. You do offer group classes. You offer family classes. You will travel to them. You got online opportunities where people can do, you know, some online training as well. But nutrition is such a big part. What you're putting in your body, the food side of the nutrition side and diet. So let's talk a little about it.
Yeah. So the golden question is always, what do you take after your training? Like, what do you take, man? You know, to get like fit how you are and stuff like that. So here's the deal. Here's the, like, the myth buster. It starts with the foundation, right? So the foundation is a consistently healthy lifestyle and training regimen. That's number one. Then after you get that down, then let's start tacking on stuff that's gonna help you. It's like a pyramid of what can, you know, help you reach that next level when it comes to fitness and the way your body looks, right? So after you have a consistently healthy lifestyle and consistent training regimen, then we want to get like onto a very good like multivitamin and maybe like omega-3s for your heart health and cardiac health, things like that. Then after you get that down, you have a solid foundation. Then we'll start going towards like your protein powders, your branched chain amino acids, things like that, that are going to help you to recover quicker from your workouts, from the strenuous workouts that you put your body through.
That L-glutamine, a good one too?
Glutamine's good. Glutamine is good for muscle repair. It helps to kind of buffer some of the lactic acid. It really helps to add volume to your muscles. But all around your branched chain amino acids, you need a complete mix, not just L-glutamine. But if you're taking a really good protein powder, there's already a good amount of branched chains in it. I would recommend adding separate branch chains if you do a lot of HIIT training like what I do, where it's high intensity cardio and pushing yourself, you know, but just some basic lifting and stuff like that, you'll probably get enough just out of your protein powder, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good stuff. And then you always hear about, of course, the lean meats versus the fatty stuff that has the, you know, the fried chicken. Yeah, the skin tastes good, but it's going to add that extra calories in it, especially, you know, someone like me, take it from someone like me, had a double bypass heart surgery at age 42. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, and you're not a guy that's in like really bad shape or anything, you know. So that goes to show you that just because like on the outside, like someone doesn't look like they're really out of shape, their diet can still greatly be affecting what's internal. Because there's plenty of like super skinny people.
Yeah.
That are in horrible shape.
Yeah.
They're in horrible shape internally, bad arteries and whatnot.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, man.
Through the roof, blood pressure, those types of things. So let's take it to the next step then. So planning out your meals, getting meals, having a lot of the leafy vegetables, leafy greens, trying to add that in. So ideally, you know, if you have like a lean meat, if you're not a vegetarian, like my wife is, she does a great job with her vegetarian regimen. What I, you know, I always look to try to have at least, you know, a chicken breast or something with some broccoli, with a salad, something along those lines. And then you also get into complex carbs versus simple carbohydrates.
Sure. Yeah. So here's the deal. Even if you're a professional athlete and you had a chef that was cooking for you morning, noon, and night, you are still not going to get all the supplementation that you need.
Right. All the micronutrients, you mean, like
minerals
and
macros.
Vitamins.
Yeah. There's no way you're going to get exactly what you need as far as vitamin A goes, B goes, you know, and then we'll go down the whole spectrum that way.
Right.
So you have to supplement. You have to supplement.
Right.
But remember, supplement, the word supplement supports. So it supports what you're already doing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take a vitamin and think you're going to be good. You have to still be doing good while you're taking this stuff, you know? So like even like eating greens and someone that's a vegetarian, that's great. You know how much kale and stuff you have to eat in order to get all the greens and antioxidants that you need? It's an obnoxious amount. You would throw up before you, you know, get it all in your system. So that's why now we're taking like I personally, I take a super greens and super reds. And it's got like 50 different greens and 50 different reds in like powdered forms.
You pop it into like
two scoops about that big in 8 ounces of water.
Yeah.
But when I mix them both, it's double. So 16 ounces of water.
Yeah.
And I'm getting more fruits and vegetables in than the average person does in a week.
Yeah.
In one sitting.
I grew up taking Juice Plus, but then I've also learned that there's a product called Balance of Nature that a lot of you know, Salem Media radio show hosts support. So Balance of Nature, similar concept. Most 70% of your water or your fruits and vegetables are 70% water. So they break it down, they cold press it, they have this system. But yeah, I take three of those pills, the fruit mix and the vitamin mix. I need to add that stuff you just mentioned in as well. We'll talk off air.
Yeah, I'll put you onto it, man. I legitimately have noticed a difference. I don't push anything that I don't personally take or feel that it works. Because I'll tell you, no, that doesn't work. I tried it before. It doesn't work.
Right.
This stuff makes a difference.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
So combination diet, combination getting in the you know, the exercise, your cardio, a little bit of
proper supplementation,
aerobic working out, but also the anaerobic if you want to build muscle or even not, even if you just want to stay lean. And, you know, hey, great stuff. Alex, where can they find you online, my friend?
You can look me up, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts Club, online on Google. You can find me on my YouTube channel, Black Belt Jones Adventures in Manhood. I got a lot of great free content on there. And just, I'm not hard to find.
You can Black
find
Belt me. Jones. I like it. All right, good stuff. Hey, another great show. We want you to please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. Do something kind for one another. Be a force for good in the community. And continue to tune into our show right here, 4 o'clock drive time, 860 The Answer. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Contact Brandon Rimes at 813-670-7372. That's 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for The Consumer Quarterback Show.